This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hoffman Show is brought to you by the Maryland Vehicle Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device, learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. It's the Hoffman Show. We are on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. So the Commanders' main moves this offseason, I think, Anthony, have all gone into one bucket. They have gone into the Jaden Daniels bucket. And if you were trying to think of a better bucket to invest in, I don't know what it would be for the Washington Commanders. What could they possibly invest in that's more important than, like, is there a situation where Jaden Daniels is not a superhero where they're good again next year? Or where they're, I shouldn't say good, where they're great again next year?
I mean, if our defense is going to go out there and be the leading scoring defense in the NFL, maybe, but...
Okay, let me react. Is there a realistic...
No.
Of course not.
No.
Of course not. Now, it is also not unrealistic to think that he could perform at an MVP caliber level again. Like, that's who he was last year. It was not smoke and mirrors. Like, it wasn't a bunch of BS. Like, they were just good. They used their things that they had in their toolbox really well, and almost no one could stop it the entire year, including the Eagles. Now, the Eagles presented a bunch of other problems. Commanders aren't better than the Eagles. But if they, like, is if Washington, you know, is the question is, like, can they score on Philadelphia? They figured it out about as well as anyone. And if they can figure out how to freaking run the ball this year, that would be even better. But here's the Commanders' offseason so far with the re-signing today of Marcus Mariota, the backup quarterback last year, who they re-signed on a one-year, $8 million deal. They got Jaden Daniels a new easy button in Deebo Samuel, right? We'll see how that goes, but a guy they can give jet sweeps to, a guy they can give screens to, a guy that is pretty reliable at getting open underneath in zone coverage. Like, they got a guy who they can give Jaden a mental rep off, basically, to be like, hey, just hand the ball to Deebo or throw the ball to Deebo and see what happens. They got him a 5-time Pro Bowl left tackle and Laremy Tunsil. And I believe those 5 Pro Bowls are in the last 6 years. That's good. That's nice. Like that. They brought back his safety blanket, the guy who was the best fourth down receiver in the NFL last year, on a team that had the best fourth down conversion percentage in 25 years in the history of the league, in Zach Ertz. They brought back his big bro, if you will, and Bobby Wagner, guy who was essential to Jaden's success, one of his best friends in the locker room, a mentor, a guide to NFL football, someone who made him better on and off the field. And then his in position group mentor and Marcus Mariota, which essentially keeps the quarterback room intact, which, by the way, this is a, like, I don't know that it's an under talked about or underrated thing. Like, it's ultimately the assistant quarterback's coach, but certain positions you can block coaching moves for. And there were some teams that wanted to talk to David Blau, and because it wasn't for like a coordinator position, the Commanders could block it. They're like, you're on a 2-year contract. Or whatever the coaching contract was, and you're under contract with us, and even though you would be getting a small promotion from assistant quarterback's coach to quarterback's coach, you're staying here. And they blocked David Blau from taking other interviews. because they want to keep that quarterback room of Blau, Driscoll, Sam Hartman, I would assume, is going to be back in the practice squad again, who's like Jaden's best friend on the team, Mariota, Tavita Pritchard, Cliff Kingsbury, together as long as they can. And if next year Cliff winds up getting a head coaching job, then I would assume that they reshuffle that room and try to keep as many of those guys in there as they can. But that's when you can be like, hey, Blau, you're going to get the quarterback's coach job here because DeVita is now the OC or passing game coordinator. And Brian Johnson is the current passing game coordinator. Like, he's in that room as well. Like, we'll see what happens with him and potential interviews. So there's just an incredible level of continuity for what I would argue was the most important thing at the most important position, which is the ecosystem around the quarterback. And yes, do they still need to go find wide receivers? And that's a pretty important part of the ecosystem, whatever. Yes. But they've done a pretty remarkable job of keeping this thing together, Anthony. And that makes me feel really good about Jaden Daniels going into year two. And it probably makes Jaden Daniels feel pretty good going into year two.
Yeah, I think they essentially are just building off of last year. I think last year, the rookie quarterback, in terms of the play on the field, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, he did a good job of, you know, not giving them too much, giving them, you know, screens and like easy ways to, you know, get the ball out of his hand. I think this year they're more so trying to build a more explosive offense. You go out there, you get Laremy Tunsil, who can protect his blind side. So now he maybe can, you know, take some longer drops, you know, hold him to the ball a little bit longer, as opposed to, you know, getting the ball out. Also, we had people chipping off the edges. So like most of the time we had three people going out, as opposed to, you know, having, you know, more options available. So I think they're just doing a better job of, you know, building the offense up. You bring Debo in, you know, he's a home run hitter.
By the way, he's a home run hitter without the risk involved, right? Debo at his best, and I'm talking 2023, like realistic Debo, not 2021 Debo, is a guy that you can throw a slant to, a screen to, and he breaks a tackle and takes it to the house. You can throw him a 5-yard hitch, he slips off a guy and he's gone. He's not a vertical stretch the field guy.
Yeah.
Which is very, very different.
Yeah.
I think I need to find Let me double check this. We've got people in the YouTube chat with news, Anthony, and Commanders news. So I'm going to double check this real quick. That way I'm not reading a wrong thing on the air. But I think
the Chargers.
Well, the Chargers did something, and then there's also the Commanders did something. The Chargers apparently have signed BSJ.
Yes.
So that's that. And yeah, Jeremy Fowler reporting Jonathan Jones, the former Patriots corner, to the Commanders on a 1-year deal. So, Kimes got it as well. Played for New England since 2016. Can play inside and outside. Mark Bullock, who does a lot of film study, he says, surprising move, undersized corner, more of a slot guy, probably a depth piece. I don't know about that. I mean, they need more bodies, obviously, as well. But a guy that's played a ton of NFL football. Let me pull up his kind of.
You said
his
Mark stats. Said he'll probably be in the slot.
We said he's a guy. Mark thinks he's going to be a depth piece, not a starter.
Okay.
Where I'm like, I don't know. I mean, right now he's definitely their number two corner. But like, what I think it probably does though is it gives you a floor. Like worst case scenario, now Jonathan Jones is your number two corner. Now, what that means, I can have a better idea in a couple minutes if I can watch 20 snaps of film and also look at some stats and stuff real quick, some grades and kind of where he's been and, let's see, where he's lined up, snaps by position. He last year played outside for most of the year. He played in the slot predominantly in 1, 2, 3, 4 games, including 3 of the last 4 where he was a rotational guy. So he mostly played outside, but he does definitely have versatility. I mean, there's one game where PFF's got him lined up at free safety for 22 snaps, and that's the most he played in that game in week 10. So I'm going to have to watch. I mean, now I'm kind of want to watch week 10 and week 12 real quick because those are the times he moved around quite a bit. But he definitely is a guy that's versatile, 5'10", 185, ran a 4.3 in college, or coming out of college, like super, super fast guy.
What about his age, though?
He's older. He's played a lot of football.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy that played, if I can get defense. He played, I mean, he played over 700 snaps last year, so he's not a full-time player.
Yeah.
You know, his peak, he played 914 on 2022 New England. But, like, his grades are pretty good. He's a pretty sure tackler. Okay run defender for most of his career. At times, like 2019, Jonathan Jones was a really good run defender, really good at everything. Like, he's not, he's definitely not a number one corner anymore. I'll tell you that much. But he's also a guy that puts a floor underneath you where now if you go draft someone who's better, great. If you don't, then you hope that he's good here.
Yeah.
So we'll get a little bit more on Jonathan Jones coming up next here on the Hoffman Show.